This is the Rashi Roundup for Parshas Noach. I apologize. I was not able to cut the Rashis down past 42 Rashis. So I chose 42 Rashis from this week's Parsha. There are just so many fundamental ideas that come about through Rashi's explanation of the Psukim. I felt it was necessary. So we'll try to do them as quickly as possible. But really, it's kedai to see all the Rashis. Even cutting out any of the Rashis in this week's Parsha is a travesty, but we did what we could. Okay, so we're going to start with Ela Tolados Noach, Pasuk Tes. These are the generations of Noach. Noach is tzadik tamim haya b'dorosav, esa Elohim l'salech Noach. Noach was a righteous individual, tzadik tamim, in his generation, esa Elohim l'salech Noach. Noach walked with Hashem. Rashi, Divamaskal, Ela Tolados Noach, Noach is tzadik, hol of his kiro safar b'shvach. Right, once we mentioned him in the end of the previous parasha, we now praised him. Shenemar zecher tzadik l'bracha. You're supposed to remember tzadik for a blessing. Davarach alam decha she'ikar toldos sam shel tzadikim maisim tovim. That the main things, the toldos of Noach, is the fact that he was a tzadik. The maisim tovim that a tzadik leaves behind are the ikar generations of a tzadik. Divar maschel b'dor rosav, in his generations, famous machlokes, yesh mir abasin ador shemoso l'shvach, Some of the rabbis say that this is actually a praise to Noach, that it's a kavachomer, that if he, in this bad generation he was so good, kavachomer, he would have been great in a generation of tzadikim. There are others who disagree, and they say it's actually negative. He was a tzadik compared to the people in his generation. If he would have been in Avraham's generation, he would not have been considered anything. And the next couple of Rashi's continue on that motif. All right, skipping to Pasuk Yidalev, Vatishachesa Aretz Lifnehu Elokim, Vatimalea Aretz Chamas. And the land was destroyed in front of God, and the land was filled with Chamas. What is Chamas? So first, Rashi Divamasa Vatishachesa, Lashon Erva. It's a Lashon of Arayos Ve'avodazar. Kemo Pen Tashkison. He quotes a pasuk to try to prove it. And Vatimoyle Emer Aretz Chamas Gezel. So what are the three averes that we have from these two Rashis? We have stealing of Gezel, we have Arayos, and we have Avodah Zarah. Okay, moving to Pasuk Kidbeis. Vayara Elokim es Aretz v'inei nishchasa. Hashem looked at the land and it was destroyed. Ki yishchis kol basar es darko al haaretz. That every all basar, all flesh, not just humanity, had destroyed its path on the world. And therefore Rashi comments, ki yishchis kol basar afilu behema chayev of nizkakin l'she'enon ninon. Even the animals were now mating with those that are not part of their species. So this is a recurring theme in Rashi. I think this is the only one that I put on the list, but it's important to keep in mind that this is a recurring theme in Rashi, that even the animals were influenced by the bad acts of humanity, and they were not mating properly with one another. Pasuk Yudalid. Pasuk Yud Gimel, sorry. Vayomer Elokim Lenoach, Hashem said to Noach, Kitz Kol Basar Balo Fanai, Kimola Aha Aretz Chamas Mipneihem. Right, the end of all flesh has come before me because the world is filled with Chamas. Meinini Mashkisam Esar, I'm going to destroy the world. So Rashi points out over here that it says, Kimola Aretz Chamas, Lo Nichtam Gzardinam El Ala Gezel. The sealing of the Gzardin was specifically because of Chamas, which we said is Gezel, and not even Erva and Avodah Zarah. So that shows you the seriousness that Rashi is, that the Torah associates with Gezel. Pasuk Yidalad, Aseh Lecha Tevas Atzei Gofer, make for yourself a teva of gopher wood. Kinim Taaseh Asa Teva, you should make it with kinim, you should have rooms. V'chavarto Sa, Yibayis Michutz Ba'Kofer, and you should seal it in with tar, or kofer. So Rashi, Divar HaMaskel Aseh, you should make for yourself. Harbei revach v'hatzol l'fonav. There are many ways that a Kodesh Baruch Hu could have saved. Lama hitricho b'vinyan zeh. Why did Hashem bother to build with this huge construction project? Kadesh yar'u anshei dor ha'mabul osek ba'kuf chav shana. Because of the dimensions, it was going to take him 120 years, and everyone should see him working on it. V'sholin oso mazo slucha. Why are you doing this? V'hu omer lahem aset HaKadosh Baruch Hu l'havi mabul olam ula yeshuvu. So he would answer that Hashem is going to destroy the world, even a mabul, and maybe they would do teshuvah. This is a question all the Rishonim ask, and this is Rashi's approach, that he says it was to get the people to ask questions, and maybe they would eventually be chozer b'tshuvah. Moving to Pasuk Tes Zayin. Sohar tasel etavar, told to make it sohar. The El Amot Techalenam Il Mala Upesa, and you should have it Upesa Chateva Betzida Hasim. You should slant it down one Amma up on the top, and you should make a doorway on the side. Tachtiyim shniyim shlishim tasan. You should make it with a basement and a sub-basement, right? Or basically three stories, right? So this is famous comments from Rashi. Tzohar machlokes, what was the tzohar? Yeshomer chalom yeshlo omar even tova hami'ira lohem. Some say that it was a window, and some say that it was some type of a stone that gave light. If you could check it out online, look what a deck prism is. That's l'chora what he was referring to as an even tova that would refract the light that came through into the teva. And then we have another famous comment of Rashi: Tachtiim shniim shlishim gimel alios zu al gabzu. There were three floors, one above the other. Elyonim la'adam and tzayim la'mador tachtiim lezevel. Right, the top floor was for human beings, the middle floor for the animals, and the bottom floor for the garbage. Pasuk Perek Zion, Pasuk Aleph. We're skipping now. Vayomer Hashem Lenoach Bo Ato Chol Beisecha Lateva. Come into the table with all of you, you and your family. Ki oschara isi tzadik lefanai bedor hazeh. I have seen you as a tzadik in front of me in this generation. Rashi reisi tzadik velo nemar tzadik tamim. He was not said tzadik tamim. What do we learn from here? Mikancha omer mikta shvacho shalod befanav, mekulo shalod befanav. You only give some of the praise of an individual in front of his face, but you give all of the praise when he is not there. Moving forward, pasuk. Bays in Perek Zayin, Mikol HaBehema Tahorah Tikach L'cha Shiva Shiva Ish V'Ishto. From all of the kosher animals, you should take seven, man and wife, meaning 14. U'min HaBehema Asher Lo Tahorah Hi Shnayim Ish V'Ishto. And you should take from the non-kosher animals two, which is husband and wife, meaning two in total. Rashi, Divramaschil HaTorah. How does he know which ones are the Torah ones and which ones are not? Ha'asida Lios Tahorah. The ones that in the future will be kosher, Liyisrael. Lamanu shelamad Noach Torah. We see from here that Noach learned Torah. Skipping now to Pasuk Zayin. So it says, Vayavo Noach uvanav ishto enshei vanav ito el hativa. Noach and his sons and his wife and his in-laws came with him el hativa. Mipnei me'ama, because of the waters of the Mabul. So Rashi, the Ramchal, Mipnei me'ama bul, af Noach miktanei amana haya. Even Noach lacked emuna in Hashem in this matter. Ma'am in veino ma'am. He believed, but he didn't believe. Sheyavo amabul, that the Mabul would come. Velo nichnas ateva, ashidachku hamayim. And he didn't actually enter the teva until the waters forced him to do so. Pasuk Yud Aleph, Bishnas, Shesh Me'o Shana L'chaye Noach, in the 600th year of the life of Noach, B'chodesh Hasheni, B'shiva Asar Yom HaChodesh, on the second month, on the 17th day of the month, B'yom HaZeh Nivke'u Kol Mayanos Tahom Rabbah, V'arubos HaShemayim Niftachu. On that day, all of the deep wellsprings opened up, and the windows of the heaven opened up as well. So we do Rashi, do Ramasal B'chodesh HaSheni, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Zemar Cheshvan, Rabbi Yeshua Omer, Ze'ior. Rabbi Eliezer says this is talking about the second month after Tishrei, Mar Cheshvan, and Rabbi Yeshua says it's referring to the second month after Nisan, which is Iyar. So either way, it's a machlokas, and this will obviously carry over through all of the rest of the references to the months. Pasuk Yud Beis, Vahi HaGeshem Al Ha'aretz Arba'im Yom V'Arba'im Laila. The Geshem was the rain was on the earth for 40 days and 40 nights. Rashi Dirmaskal Vaihi, Ulahalanu Omer Vahi Amabul, and later on it says not the Geshem but the Mabul. It says Elikisha Horidan Barachamim, Imyachsru Yu Gishme Bracha. So when Hashem first let it start raining, he did so in a merciful way that the people could see the rain and do tshuva immediately, and then it could just turn into Gishme Bracha. But Ukishalo Chazru Hayulam Mabul. Once they didn't do tshuva, it became a mabul. Skipping to pasuk yud beis, pasuk chaf beis. Kol asher nishmas ruach chayim ba'apov, mikol asher b'cherava mesu. Anything that had the breath of life in its nostrils, and anything that was on dry land, died. Rashi here comments, asher b'cherava that was on dry land, velo dagim shebayam, did not kill the fish that were in the ocean. Rather, it was only killed those things that were on dry land. Pasuk Chav Gimel, Vayimach es kol haikum asher al pnei adama. He wiped out everything that was alive on the face of the earth. Me adama ad behema ad remes vad of hashamayim vayimachu min haaretz vayishar ach noach vasher ito bativa. So anything that was on the face of the earth, from man to animal to crawling things to birds, and they were all wiped out and erased from the land. And only Noach remained, and those who were with him in the Teva. So why specifically Ach Noach? Says Rashi, Levad Noach. This is referring to Noach alone, Zel Pshuto, Midrash Agada. But there's a Midrash, Goneach V'cho Hedam Mitorach HaBehemus V'Achayim. He was actually coughing up blood from, he had a terrible illness because of all of the tircha that it went into taking care of all of the animals. Tremendous difficulty in the chesed that Noach was doing. But Yeshomer, there's another opinion, She'icher mizonosav la'ari, that he once was late to feed the lion, right, and the lion harmed him. The Olav Nemar, Hein Sadik Baretz Yeshua. And there's a pasuk referring to this idea, and therefore, moving now to Perek Ches, pasuk Aleph. Says the Chumash says, "Vayizkor Elokim es Noach ve'es kol hachayav es kol habehima asher ito bateva." Hashem remembered Noach and all of the animals that are with him in the teva. "Vayaver Elokim ruach al haaretz vayashoku hamayim." That Hashem caused a wind to blow over the entire land and the waters receded. Says Rashi in the first of Maskav, "Vayizkor Elokim ze Hashem as Hashem midas adinhi." This is the language. Elokim is the Midas HaDin. V'nevcha l'Midas HaRachamim al yidei tefilas HaTzadikim. And the Midas HaDin can be turned to Midas HaRachamim when Tzadikim daven. V'Rishah son shel Rishayim hofechas Midas HaRachamim Midas HaDin. And the evil deeds of Rishayim actually turns the Midas HaRachamim into Midas HaDin. And Shenemar, as it says, Vayar Hashem ki rabba ra'as ha'adam vayomer Hashem emche v'hu shem Midas HaRachamim. Right, Hashem is the Lashon of Midas HaRachamim. So earlier in the Parsha, when Hashem is analyzing the situation, we use the Lashon Yud Kei Vav Kei, which is Midas HaRachamim. And now it's Elokim because all the Rishayim turned turned the Midas HaRachamim into Midas HaDin. Fine. Moving now to Pasuk Zion. Vayishalach es ha'orev, he sends out the raven, vayetze v'yatzov v'shov ad yavoshes ha'mayim me'al ha'aretz. He went back in different directions, until he got to, basically looking for places that had dried up from the rains that were on the land. So, says Rashi, Diramaskol Ad Yavoshes Hamayim, Pshuto Kemashmo, Avo Medrash Agada, Muchan Haya Ha'orev, L'Shlichus Acheres. Says you can understand it simply, or you can understand the Medrash that this raven was not being, this is not its primary use. The primary use of the raven was something else. Ba'atziras Kishama Bimei Elio. Rather, it was referring to the Atziras Kisham, when Elio stopped the rains, Shenemar va'or v'meviim lo lechem u'basar, that the ravens would collect bread and meat and deliver it to Elio Anavi. That was the Iker Shlichus of the ravens, not this particular Shlichus. That wasn't what they were designed for. Now, moving to Pasuk Tes Zion. So Hashem says to Noach, Tzei min ha'teva, go out of the teva, atav ishtecho v'anecho shnei v'anecho itach. You and your wife and your children and your daughters-in-law together with you. Says Rashi, Ata v'ishtecha, ish v'ishto, man and wife, kan hiter lahem tashmish amita. Here he permitted them to re-engage in tashmish amita. We skipped a bunch of Rashis earlier in the Parsha that discussed the fact that they were ne'esra b'tashmish amita. Both Noach and the animals were usher to engage in tashmish amita because, as the Gemara tells us, that when the world is in a state of tsar, you're not allowed to engage in tashmish amita, and therefore now Hashem was matirit for them. Moving to Pasuk Yud Tes. Kol achaya, kol aremes, v'chol aof, kol romes al aretz, l'mishpachos sehem, yatzu min ha'teva. All of the animals, all the crawly things, all the birds, anything that goes on the ground, according to their families, they went out of the teva. Says Rashi, l'mishpachos sehem, kiblu aleyem, al menas li davek b'mina. They accepted upon themselves that they are going to continue to exist as long as they stay to their own species. Says Pasuk Chaf, Vayiven Noach Mizbeach LaHashem. Noach built a Mizbeach to Hashem. Vayikach Mikol HaBeimah Torah, Mikol Ofat Tor, Vayal Olas Sva Mizbeach. He took from all the kosher animals and all the kosher birds, and he brought Korbanos on the Mizbeach, Korban Ola. Says Rashi, Amar, he said to himself, Noach said to himself, Lot Siva Li HaKadosh Baruch Hu LaHachnis Me'elu Zayin Zayin El Kedei LaAkriv Korban Mehem. Why did Hashem ask me to bring so many more kosher animals than non-kosher animals? It must be because he wants me to bring Korbanos. That's the attitude of a tzaddik. moving to Pasuk Chaf Beis, this is Hashem saying that he's not going to bring another Mabul. And what else is he not going to do? Od Kol Yemei Haaretz, also all the days of the land, Zera, V'Katzir, V'Kor, V'Chom, V'Kayetz, V'Chor, V'Yom, Alayla, Lo Yishbosu. So we said the planting and the harvesting and the cold and the hot and the summer and the winter and the days and the nights, they're never going to stop again. So Rashi commenting on V'yom v'layla lo yishbosu, day and night will not stop. Mechlal sheshavsu kol yimei imos ha-mabul. It's teaching us that they did stop the entire time of the mabul. Shelo shimshu ha-mazalos. The heavenly bodies did not do their normal activities. V'lo nikar bein yom uvein layla. You couldn't tell the difference between day and night. So this is a very, very interesting comment that not only was there something going on Earth, but it affected the entire universe. Lo yishbosu, lo yifsiku kolela milahisnai kisidron. They're never going to stop again from acting normally. Okay, moving now to Perek Tes. We'll start with Pasik Gimel. It says that kol remes asher hu chai lochem yeh lo'ochla, anything that walks on the ground, a living thing that walks, it'll be there for you to eat. Kiyerek esev nasati lochem es kol. I've given you everything like it is the vegetables and of the grass. Right, so Rashi says lochem yeh lo'ochla shelo harshisi la'adam arishon basar. I didn't allow Adam arishon to eat meat. Ela yerek esev. I just allowed him to eat vegetables and grasses. V'lachem ki yerek esev shehifkarti la'adam arishon nasati lachem is called. Just like I allowed Adam to eat growing things, I'm allowing you to eat everything. And you can eat all the meat you want in addition to the vegetables and the fruits. Pasuk dalet ach basar b'nafsho damo lo socheli. But a meat with its life force and blood you should not eat. So Rashi explains, Asar lohem eiver min hachai. They're not allowed to eat eiver min hachai. Kilomar kolzman shenav shobo lo sochlu habasar. The entire time that the soul still remains, the life force still remains, that you are not allowed to eat it. Pasuk hey, ba'aches timchem lenafsho seichem edrosh miyad kol chaya edreshenu. But your blood for your souls, I will be doresh it. I'll request it. Miyad kol chaya edreshenu. I'm going to request it from the hand of every living creature. Umiyad adam, miyad isha chiv edros nevesh adam. And from humanity, and from the hand of man and his brother, I will request the soul of a man. So this is a very ambiguous pasuk in terms of what we're actually being told not to do over here. So Rashi derasal ba'af estimchem af apishi yitarti lachem netilas neshama v'behema. Even though I told you you're allowed to kill an animal, as dimchem edrosh me'ashovich dam atzmo, I will still punish someone who kills himself. And lenafsho seichem means maybe if it's without blood, af hachonik atzmo af al pi shelo yatzim men adam. Even if you choke yourself to death, you hang yourself, I'm still going to punish you for that. All right, the rest of the Rashi is very important for reading the Pashim Shad and the Pasuk also, but we're going to move on now to Pasuk Yud Beis. Pasuk Yud Beis, Vayomer Elokim, Zos Os HaBris, Asher Ani Nosein Beni Uveneichem, Vein Kol Nefesh Chaya, Asher Etechem. This is the sign of the covenant that I'm making between me and you and every living creature that's with you, the Doros Olam, for everlasting generations. Right, Rashi, L'Doros Olam, Nechtav Chaser. It's not written L'Doros, it's written L'Doras. Sheyesh Doros, Shelo Hutzrichu La'os. It was not necessary for every single generation. There were some generations that did not need it. L'fisha Tzadikim Gemurim Hayu. They were righteous, completely righteous. K'mo Doros Shel Chizkiyahu Melech Yehuda, like the generation of Chizkiyahu HaMelech, the Doros Shel Reb Shimon Bar Yochai, and the Dar of Rabbi Shimon. Moving to Pasuk Yud Zayin, Vayomer Elokim al Noach, Hashem said to Noach, Zos Osa Bris Asher Akimosi, Beini Uvein Kol Basar Asher Alarz. This is the sign of the Bris that I have established between myself and all living creatures on the face of the earth. Rashi, Zos Osa Bris, Hereyu Akesher. He showed him the rainbow, Va'amar Lo, Hareha Os Shamarti. This is the sign to which I was referring. Now this is a key comment in Rashi. Whenever you have a Zeh or a Zos, Rashi always explains it the same way. It's Mar'eyu Be'etzba. You're showing them an example. It's going to be a recurring theme throughout Rashi's Perish Ala Torah. Zeh or Zos refers to showing and pointing to the actual thing. Now moving to Pasuk Chaf Beis. Vayar Chom Avi Kenan Es Er Vasaviv. Chum, the father of Canaan, saw the nakedness of his father. Vayagev the Shnei Echav Bachutz, and he told both of his brothers outside. So we're going to do the second Vayar, Vayaris Ervas Aviv, Yesh Omrim Sarso, there's two opinions in the Gemara. One say that he castrated him, Yesh Omrim Ravo, and one say that he sodomized him. Either way, it was a horrible Avera that he did to his father. Moving to Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Vayikach et Shem Vayefes es Asimla, Shem and Yefes took a garment, Vayasimu al Shchem Shnehem, they put it on their shoulders, Vayelchu Achoranis, and they walked backwards, Vayichasu es Ervas Avihem, they covered over their father's nakedness, Ufnehem Achoranis, and they faced the backwards, Vayervas Avihem Loro, and they did not see the nakedness of their father. Rashi, Vayikach Shem Vayefes, Im Ksiv Vayikhu Ela Vayikach. It doesn't say they took, it says and he took. Li made al shame shenis amitz mitzvah yoser mi yefes. That shame was more psyched to do the mitzvah than was his brother. Lekach zachu banav letalis shel tzitzis. This was the zechus that shame's descendants, the Jews, they got tzitzis and talis. The yefes zachu lekvura levanav, and yefes was zoche to burial. Shenemar osan aten legog makom sham kev. Right, so there, Gog and Magog, the Gog were the descendants of Yefes, they will get a burial. V'cham, Shabizas Aviv, and Cham, who disgraced his father, Nebuzaradan, Kain Yinag Melech Ashur, Es Shavei Mitzrayim, the Es Golos Kushnarim, is Kainim Arom, V'yachiv, V'chashufei, Shase. Right, so So they basically Cham, his descendants, the Africans and the Egyptians, they are going to in the war of Gog and Magog, they are going to be left naked and disgraced and embarrassed and wiped out. So they got the they got punished because of this sin of their great 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 grandfather. Okay, moving to Pasuk Chaf Hei. So Noach wakes up, he knows what happened. Vayomer, and he says, Arur Kenan, cursed is Kenan, Eved Avadim Yiya Le'echav. He will be a servant of servants to his brothers. So why did he curse Kenan? Arur Kenan, Ata Garamta Li Shelo Oled Ben Revi. This according to the opinion that he would castrated him. He says, you caused me not to have a fourth son. Another son who could have served me. Arur Bimcha Revi, your fourth son is going to be cursed. Lios Meshamish Ezaram Shel Elo Hagedolim Shehutel Aleim Torah Avodasi Meata. So he says, you are now your fourth son is going to have to be the servant of those other sons who are now going to be in charge of serving me going forward. So why on earth would Cham do this? Amar Lahem LaAchiv, he said to his brothers, Adam Arishon Shnei Banim Hayulo. Vaharag ze eze bishvil Yerusha Sa'olam. He says, Adam Rishon only had Cain and Hevel, two sons, and they killed one another. Cain killed Hevel because he didn't want to divide the world up. Vavina yeshlo gimel banim v'odenim avakish ben revi. What, our father has three sons, and we're going to fight over the world, and now he wants to have another son. He wants to have a fourth son, so therefore he thought that that was a mistake, and he punished his father because of that. Now we're moving to Perek Yud, all the way to Pasuk Ches, discussing the generations, and we meet the famous character of Nimrod, V'kush Yoladis Nimrod. Kush gave birth to Nimrod. Hu hechel lios gibor ba'aretz. He began to be a warrior, a mighty person on the land. Now, what does this mean? According to Rashi, lios gibor lahamrid kol ha'olam al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to get the whole world to rebel against God, ba'atzas dor haflaga, by giving them the idea during the generation of the haflaga. So he was, when it talks about him being a warrior, it means a warrior dafka against Hashem, and it's not a compliment at all. Pasuk Yud, Aleph min ha'aretz ahi yotza Ashur, from that land went Ashur, vayiven es Ninveh, he built Ninveh, ves Rehovos ir ves Kalach, and the city of Rehovos and Kolach, right? So here we get our introduction to the place that's mentioned in Sefer Yonah of Nineveh. Rashi says, Min ha'aretz. So he says, actually, they went there for a good reason. Why? Kevan Shira Ashur es banav shomen leNimrod. Once Ashur saw that his children were being influenced by Nimrod, Umoridin b'makom, Livnos ha'migdol, and they were rebelling against God to build the tower of Bavel, Yatsa mitocham, he left there. And so Nineveh was one of the cities that was built because Ashur wanted something better for his children. He wanted them to be tzaddikim and to follow in the ways of Hashem, not to go against Hashem like Nimrod was. Now moving to Pasuk Chaf Hei. Ule Aver yulad shnei banim. Aver had two sons, Shema Echad Peleg, one was named Peleg because during his lifetime the land was divided up, meaning Dor Haflaga, right? Veshem Echad Yaktan, and the other one was named Yaktan. Rashi comments, what does Niflaga mean? Nisbalbalu halashonis, that all the languages got mixed up. V'nafutsu min habika v'nispalgu b'chol ha'olam. And they removed, they spread out from Bavel, and they went to the whole world. Lamadnu Shahoya Aver Navi. So we see from here that Aver was a Navi. He knew the future. Shekorash Shem Beno Al Shema Asid. He called the name of his son based on the future. Vishanina Beseder Olam Shebesof Yam of Nispalgu. And we know from the Medrash Seder Olam that this happened at the end of Peleg's life. Shim Tomar B'tchilas Yamav, we say that it was early in his life. Hare Yaktan Achiv Tzar Mimenu. Beholid Kama Mishpachos Kodem Lachain. Yaktan was a younger brother, and he had a number of children before this. Shenemar V'Yaktan Yolan B'Gomer. We list off all of his descendants. V'Achar Kachla, he Kol Aretz. And then we list off the Dor HaFloga. Dim Tomar Be'emtza Yamav, maybe you'll say that it happened in the middle of his life. Lo Ba'akos of Listom Elul Farish. Most Peleg Mispago. It was at the time of Peleg died that it actually happened, right? He's saying, because if you say it happened in the middle of his life, so he's saying that the psukim are basically misleading you. They're not trying to tell you what actually happened to him. So that's Rashi's logic, saying that it must be that this was when he was named Peleg when he was born, but it actually happened at the very end of his life. Now we're moving to Perek Yud Aleph, Pasuk Aleph. He called Aretz Safa Echas. Everyone spoke the same language, Udvarim Achadim, and similar words, or a single group of words. Rashi Safa Echas, Lashna Kodesh. Everyone spoke Lashna Kodesh, Udvarim Achadim, and a set of words. Bo Be'etza Achas. They came with the same idea. Va'amru Lo Kol Heimenu, Shiavor Lo Esel Yonim, Na'al Rakia. Vinasa imo milchama, right? So he says, we don't want to allow God to rule over us. Let's go up to Shemayim and wage war against him. Davarachel al yichido shel olam, right? So he says they were dafka fighting against the individual of individual who made the world, meaning Hashem. Davarachel v'dvarim achadim, amru achas le'elef v'tafresh nun vav shanim harakia mismotate. So every 1,656 years, like it was the first time around, the sky opens up and there's a mabul. Kishem she'asa b'mei ha'mabul. That's just like what happened the first time. Bo v'naselo smuchos. Let's try to figure out a way to, you know, keep it from drowning us. Pasik hey. So it says Hashem saw what they were doing. Vayirid Hashem liros ha'sa'ir. Hashem came down to see the city, v'samigdol, in the tower, asher banu b'nei Adam, that the sons of Adam built. Vayirid Hashem liros, says Rashi, lo hutzruch l'kach. Why did Hashem need to go down? Ela balalame l'dayanim, teach us human judges, shelo yarshiu anidon ela acheyiru v'yavinu. Should only paskin that the person on trial is guilty when we see it with our own eyes and we understand the situation. B'nei Adam. Why are they called B'nei Ha'adam, the sons of Adam? Ela B'nei Mi, Shema B'nei Chamorim, Gumalim, right, were they the sons of donkeys and camels? Ela B'nei Adam Arishon, it means Dafka, referring to Adam with a capital Aleph, Adam Arishon, Shekafa Esatova, he was Kafoy Tov, he rejected the goodness that Hashem did for him, and he was ungrateful. V'amar Ha'isha Asher Nasata Imadi, the woman you gave me, that's the reason I sinned. Af Elu Kafu B'tova, these also rejected the good things that Hashem did for them. Limrod B'misha Hishpiyam Tova Umaltam Min Hamabel. Right? They were rebelling against Hashem, who gave them good influences and saved them from the Mabel. Moving now to Pasuk Tes. And so this is afterward. After they got scattered, Al Kain Karashma Bavel. That's why they called the land Bavel. Kisham Balal Hashem Svas Kolaretz. That's where Hashem mixed up all the languages. Umisham Efitzam Hashem Apnei Kolaretz. And that's where Hashem spread them out to the rest of the world. Rashi Umisham Efitzam Lamad Shein Lam Chelak Olam Haba. This is actually teaching us. This is coming up in the Daf Yomi now that the Dor HaFloga has no Chelak in Olam Haba. V'chi Ezu Kasha Shel Dor HaMabul or Shel Dor HaFloga. Who was worse, the Mabul, Gili Arayas, Avodah Zara, Gezel, or HaFloga? They were actually not engaged in any kind of human crimes. They were fighting against God Himself, right? Elu Opashtu Yad Beikar. Right, so the Dor HaMabul, they didn't try to fight against God, right? The Elu Pashtu Yad Beikar Lihilachimbo, they actually tried to wage war against Hashem Himself. The Elu Nishtafu and the Dor HaMabul that they did bad averos, but they got killed, they were drowned. The Elu Lo Nevdu Min HaOlam, these people were not destroyed, they weren't killed. Elish Dor HaMabul Haya Gazlanim. The answer is that Dor HaMabul were thieves. V'haisa merivas b'neihem, and they were fighting amongst themselves. L'kach nevdu, that's why they were destroyed. V'elu ha'yunogim ava v'reyus b'neihem, they had good ava and reyus, they had good friendships amongst them, and love. Shenemar, safa achas dvarim achadim, they had spoke one language, they had one goal. teaches you how much Hashem hates machlokas. He hates infighting, and how much He loves peace. Moving all the way to Pasuk Chaf Ches, Vayamos Haran al pnei Terach Aviv. Haran died in front of his father Terach, be'eretz moladato, Ur Kasdim, in the place where he was born, in Ur Kasdim. So Rashi famously comments, what does it mean, al pnei Terach Aviv? B'chayei Aviv. In the lifetime of his father, Midrash Agada Yeshomrim Shayde Aviv Mei. So he died because of his father. Shekibel Terach al Avram Beno, Lifnei Nimrod. Terach complained about Avram to Nimrod. Al shekites es tzlamav, he broke up all of his idols. V'hishlichu lekibshon ha'esh, and then Nimrod threw Avram into the kibshon ha'esh. V'haran yoshev omer belibo, and Haran was sitting there thinking, Avram notzeach ani mishelo, v'im Nimrod notzeach ani mishelo. Whoever wins, that's whose side I'm on. U'kishenitzel Avram, when Avram won, Amr lo Haran, mishel miata, whose side are you on? Amr lehen, Haran, mishel Avram ani, I'm on Avram's side. Hishlichu lekibshon ha'esh, they threw him into the kibshon ha'esh, v'nisraf, and he was burned to death. V'zeu ur kastim, that's why we bring up the issue of ur kastim at this point. U'menachim pirish ur bika, that is the light of the valley. V'chein b'urim kibd. All right, we'll leave the rest off. Moving now to Pasuk Chaf Tes, and we'll end off with this. Vayikach Avram v'Nachor lehem nashim, and Avram and Nachor took wives for themselves. Shem Eishes Avram Sarai, v'shem Eishes Nachor Milcah. The name of Avram's wife's name was Sarai, and Nachor's wife's name was Milcah, Bas Haran, Avi Milcah, Avi Yiscah, the daughter of Haran, who was the father of Milcah and the father of Yiscah. So Yiscah, Rashi says, Zo Sarah. This is Sarah. Al Shem Shesocha Baruch HaKodesh. Why was she called Yiscah? Because she was Socha. She was like smeared. She was blessed with Ruach HaKodesh. Vakol Sochin B'Yafya. And another play on the Lashon is everyone would gaze at her beauty. Va'od Yiscah Hu Lashon Nesichus. And this is also a Lashon of Nesich, of libations. Kimo Sarah Lashon Surara. Similar to the word Sarah is a Lashon of Sarara. It's a Lashon of she was a princess. Okay, so we'll hold here. Many, many, many more Rashis to do on this Parsha, but this is maybe the bare bones that you can do and say you even did some Rashis.